It's a highway that once had no speed limits. There are still portions of the road where you can go as fast as you like, and you can travel a very long way without stopping. This two-lane highway is over 1,700 miles long and has just 6 stoplights. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
The National Association of Farm Broadcasting Foundation is offering 3 $5,000 college scholarships: the Glenn Kumerow Memorial Scholarship, the George Logan Scholarship, and the Orion Samuelson Scholarship. Applicants must be a college junior, senior, or grad student and must be enrolled in or transferring to an agricultural communications curriculum with concentration or application in broadcast media. For more information or to apply, go to nafbfoundation.com.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need 2 steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
The Stuart Highway traverses a distance of about 1,700 miles across Australia and from north to south. The paved track, with one lane in each direction, has but 6 stoplights, 3 of which are here in Alice Springs. South of town, the speed limit is 70 to 80 miles per hour.
To the north of town here, we currently have an open speed limit. I'm not at liberty to say whether that is a good or a bad thing. I've got a rusty old Land Cruiser, so it doesn't matter.
Tony Emmel says those long, flat stretches of highway have been a good place for automakers to test cars over the years.
And quite simply, they come out here in the middle of summer, in January and February, when it's 110 degrees every day. They get their brand new prototype vehicles, and they run them up and down this highway against high winds through severe temperatures.
Speed limits to the south of town have squelched much of the testing that used to take place. This can be a very warm region of the world.
For the best part of the year, we're a very dry, arid climate. Summers are painstakingly hot. We can have 100 degrees any time from the middle of September right through until late April. And then we will have a lovely mild winter.
Winter days still top 75 degrees. About 7 inches of rain falls here on average.
Quite often, remote areas like this that can be a little bit more difficult to get to, people just sort of wipe them off their to-do list. And I would highly recommend for any person coming to the Northern Territory, whether you've been to deserts, whether you've lived in deserts, Central Australia is a captivating place.
It's an amazing place, one not to be missed for the beauty of its remoteness, the diversity of its landscapes, and the history of its peoples. Traveling the countryside in Alice Springs, Australia, I'm Andrew McRae.